Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Beis Amud Beis. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. And we're in the middle of Sif Beis. And we had discussed yesterday some of the halachos of Chazara, of returning a pot to a blech, i.e. a grufa uktuma type of a kira, of a stove. And the Ramah had brought down at the end, after we'd gone through the Mechaber and some Ramahs dealing with all the conditions that must be met in order to do Chazara, the Ramah had reminded us that we're only dealing with allowing Chazara if the dish had been fully cooked. In that situation, it would be mutter, under the circumstances that we mentioned, the conditions that we mentioned, to return it to the top of the kira. But if it wasn't fully cooked, so then it's never allowed to return it. There is no heter for chazara. So we begin at the end of the top line on Chof Beis, Amud Beis. The Ramah now brings down a more lenient opinion than the one that I just said that we learned yesterday. The Yesh Omrim, the Ramah says, there is an opinion that says, the kol ze eino osur, rach shekinetolo min hakira mibod yom. There is an opinion that said that some of these conditions that we've mentioned, we'll talk about in the Mishnah Berurah, which conditions are only required when you took off the item from the oven on Erev Shabbos and you didn't return it till on Shabbos. However, but if you took it off when it already was Shabbos, i.e. it was on the oven when Shabbos had started, in that situation, then he brings down in the name of the Ran that even if you placed it on the ground, but you took it off on Shabbos, you would be allowed to return it to the oven, to the blech. And he says, and he says, likewise, we are no way to take this lenient opinion with our tanurim, which have the halachic status, which have the halachic status of akira. As we pointed out several times already, in the times of the Gemara, the tanur had a stricter status, but our tanurim, our ovens today, all have the halachic status of akira, even though they physically may resemble the tanur that the Gemara talks about. And this lenient opinion is somchin atzman al divrei mekilin, is taking into account this lenient opinion. That's what people rely upon. However, the Ramah concludes, v'tov lahachmir. However, it is preferable for a person to be machmir and not take advantage of this kula. However, he then adds, miu imnitzdanin, if the pot had totally cooled off, lekuli am osur, then he brings that name of the Beis Yosef, everybody would say that it is osur in this situation to return it to the fire, to the top of the blech, on Shabbos. Now that was a mouthful. That was a lot. So now let's look at the Mishneh Berurahs that we have to catch up on. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nusamach Gimel. He says this lenient opinion is brought down that it's only usur to take it off on Friday in the afternoon and return it on Shabbos. But if you're taking it off on Shabbos, it's actually permissible. Pirush, what does the Mishneh Berurah say the Ramah is teaching us over here? Those conditions that we're talking about over here, that you have to be holding on to with your hand, and that you have to have intention to return it to the blech, aren't necessary. That is the Ramah's lenient opinion over here, that you do not have to have those two conditions met. But the fact that it requires a blech to return it, has to be shoveled away or covered up, which again I'm using in the vernacular usage of a blech, that everybody holds you still would need that to be able to return it on Shabbos. Sivkot Nusamach Dalit, Kishinatolo min Akira Mibod Yom Bechule. The Mishneh Berurah says, the Kivin Shlohayo Hanetilo Bishabbos, since you're not taking it off on Shabbos, you're taking it off here on Erev Shabbos. Nira Chazaroso Kipula Chadosha. So when you're returning it on Shabbos, it looks like it's a brand new activity that you're doing on Shabbos. The heavy, and it looks like kinosin lechatchila mavasha, like you're actually initially putting it on the fire and cooking with it on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishneh Berurah explains the Ramah, mishum hochi matzrichinon al koponim odena biyado kai gadna. That's why you still need to have it in your hand, so it doesn't look like it's a totally new activity. Ki hechid lehevi hekeira sheinu el chazara. This should be recognizable that it's nothing other than a chazara, return to the fire, and not a new action. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nusamachay says, if you put it down on the ground, you actually have this makel opinion that says, even if you put it on the ground and did not have intention to return it, you would be allowed to go and return it if you took it off on Shabbos. And the reasoning is, Vatam, Shahari Akol Yodu, everybody would recognize and know, the Kvar Omdo Hakdero Bakira, everybody knows that it was on the fire and had cooked fully. And therefore, when you took it off now on Shabbos, you are allowed, according to this lenient opinion, to return it there even when you put it down on the ground and even if you did not have intention to go and put it back. The issue footnote 76 says, it's mashma from these words, Shagam al-ofen zeh kosav ha-ramosh ha-minig lahokal. In this situation, that's the leading opinion over here that the Ramah says one can be lenient on. However, the Chazon Ish disagrees, and he says, "Sheminiach es hakedera al gabi akarka v'lo yadaito lachzira." Bazello Nohagulakal, he says, no, you can't have both of these conditions that you put it down on the ground and did not intend to return it and still be allowed, according to this lenient opinion, to put it back. He says that's not what the Ramah permits. He says that's why the Ramah specifically mentioned that it's only putting it on the ground over here, but not that he didn't have intention to return it, like the Mishnah Berurah said. So it's a machlok is here between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Sama Rav says that the minug is to also be makel, according to this leaning opinion, for our ovens. Hainu, the Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah, Shemachzir in Latocha Tanur Bishabbos, Mashinosa Lehem Achar Shalachu Minhat Cholin Lachila, that you're allowed to return it over here after you've taken what you want and you're returning the leftover food in this cholin pot. You can return that to the oven, Kidei Shelo Yitztanin, so it shouldn't get cold. And he says this is permissible according to this lenient opinion, Kidei Shelo Yitztanin, so it shouldn't get cold. You'd be allowed to return it as long as it's hot. However, he said, in Sivkot and Samach Zayin, the Ramah said, V'tov l'hachmir, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you should be machmir over here, not like this lenient opinion, Ki harbi poskin chokin al Ran. This lenient opinion, as we brought down, was in the name of the Ran, and many others are cholik on this Ran. And furthermore, V'od, Ki HaBeis Yosef, the Beis Yosef himself, Sover, Shegam HaRan Lohitir El Agabi Kira V'lo B'socho. Even the lenient opinion of the Ran, according to the Beis Yosef, is only on top, but not inside this oven. And he says, "V'gam haMogen Avram in Sivkot Lamed Hey, Mitzadik HaBeis Yosef Ayin Sham." He says that is also the opinion of the Mogen Avram. Umi Adifa Tanur Shalano Mikira. If I understand this correctly, saying who says that our Tanur is any different than their Kira? Nevertheless, when we call Moko, the Mishnah Berurah holds Nirashe Zuchus Alaminag. One can try to justify this lenient opinion. Kikvar Nizbar B'Poskim, because many of the Poskim have explained She'en Lechsar Chazar, that the there is no prohibition against returning something to the oven, Ela Imkein Yesh Chom Shakteri Yenase Rosachas Min Chom, that it will be so hot over here that the pot will be able to cook again. And it's unlikely that the fire over here, the blech, will be of that hot a nature that you'll really be able to cook it. And therefore, Akin in Lafakrit was there. Therefore, one doesn't have to necessarily argue over here with this lenient opinion. However, Ayin Lakama Besif Kotten Samaches, this will be discussed further in a moment. V'yachakach Motsosi B'Lavush Kedvarenu, and the Vlush, in fact, says that same thing that we'll say in a moment now in Sif Kotten Samaches. As an aside, Dirshu Foot number 78 brings down from the Chazon Ish that She'ein machzir on gam Shabbos, that which the Gemara says you can't return it on Shabbos, is you shouldn't rely upon this leaning opinion unless you know that the tanur is already cooled off. V'sha'af hashumon shal karkoyis hakli lo yavoli de yatzuledis. And even the fat that is attached to the kli over here, when you put it on the oven, will not reach a point of yatzuledis. Only in that situation, according to the Chazon Ish, would you be permitted to return it. Now let's go weiter further in the Ramah. The Ramah adds over here, and he says, Mihu. The Ramah had said, we read this before, that if it became cold, then you definitely can't do this. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Samaches, Hainu imnitztanin legamri, if it's totally cooled off, ukmosha kosadnu lamala, as we've already explained. Vatam, and the reasoning is, the shayach achar kach od bishul chodosh, because now we would be concerned if it's totally cold, that it is a new cooking over here. And he says, look in the Mogen Avram, Sivkot and Lamed Vav, Shekosav, Dafilu bedover yovesh, even if something is dry, i.e. there's no schmaltz, there's no liquid over here, Shein bo morik, there's no soup, there's no gravy over here, the lo shayach bo bishul, there technically is no bishul if there's no liquid over here, gam kin osa, nevertheless, it still would be osa to cook this from scratch. The kivin shukar nitztani, since it's totally cold, even though it's been cooked already, but now it's totally cold, bot lo hashia rishona, the initial act of placing it on the fire is considered halachically as if it no longer is there. And it's therefore the heavy kinosin atami chodesh besochataner, and it looks halachically as if you're now putting it for the first time into the oven, and therefore lazer also b'chol gabne, and this is forbidden according to everybody. Again, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. In Dirshu Foot number 79, he brings down that the Bir Aloch himself, the Chavetz Chaim, in Sof Dibra Maskel Ubilvad, Hochiach Shaloki Dibra Mogen Ram, says that that's the Mogen of Ram's opinion, but not everybody holds like that, and this is in fact the opinion of the Chazon Ish too. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chol zeh kishebenichu ato b'mokum sh'ayideh achom, yeh yatsu ledes bo. This discussion of not being allowed to put the chazara on over here is talking about where it will be put onto a part of the oven where it will reach yatsu ledes bo. Mishnah Berurah then adds, Kos v'achronim, the achronim tell us, d'b'mokum shemutu lahachzir, wherever you are allowed to return it, mutu afilu liston piatanur b'daf achar azara. You'd be allowed to go and cover it in some way, with a daf, a board of some sort, after you did the chazara. And this is not considered hatmona, insulation. The stima sadaf lo mikri hatmona. This placing of the board over here, I'm not exactly sure of the physical circumstances, to be honest, but whatever they are, this application of this board over here would not be considered hatmona. The stima sadaf lo mikri hatmona. Miu, nevertheless, emayidei stimas piatani yerosech, if that's going to allow it to boil, then tov shelo listom, then better not to close it up, because again, if it can reach the point of boiling again, that's a problem. As we've already explained, l'chanal b'sif katan samak zayin. Furthermore, v'dah, the Mishnah Berurah says, the kol zehu be'ein gecholim boras patana. This has to be in the situation where there are no active coals in the oven. Alum yeshom gecholos boras. If you have active coals in this oven over here, pashut b'mishnah. It's clear from the Mishnah, the be'ein garf v'kotim, afilu be'esil osalachzir. You're basically talking about if you have active coals present, that there's no blech. It's not called gufo k'tuma. And everybody, even the Beis Hillel leaning opinion, would say you can't go and do chazor in this situation. And even afilu tanur shalonu dudomi l'kirin, even if you want to be lenient and say our tanurim, as many have said, are like their kira, gam kein osa, even in that situation, it still would be osa, b'chol gadne, as he brings down from the Turi Zov, it's still forbidden because it's not gufo k'tuma. And that's a absolute requirement that it had the blech. Well, if he mashu kosa b'sev Yeshua's Yaakov, dinin chazor sagi kishagorov hagecholim letzad echad. And even according to the leaning opinion of the sefer Yeshua's Yaakov, that says it doesn't have to be fully shoveled to the side, the coals, but it would be partially pushed to the side. It would be good as oil. Yesh lahakelim gorov hagecholim mibod yom shirak letzad echad. So according to that leaning opinion, so if you have like a partial blech, so to say, a partial grufa, partial pushing of the coals to the side, according to this lenient opinion, that would be enough. But according to all the other opinions, you need to really have a full grufo k'tuma for this to be good. The Ragmar continues and he writes, V'yeshomrim, another opinion, the imhotzi mayachum and atana b'shabbos, that if you took the food out of the oven on Shabbos, also la'nicho b'korim v'chsasos, you can't go and put it in various types of blankets or pillows of some sort to keep it insulated. He brings this down from the Gos Maimonios. In the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Samach Tes, he explains that dezeh mikrei tchilas hatmona. That's called hatmona, the start of insulation. The masha yamunach b'tchila b'tanur in yinachiru. The fact that it comes from a, quote, insulated oven, that doesn't allow you to continue and put on new insulation on it now. As we've already learned, kedilel b'sivkot and Samach Beis, we've learned this previously in yesterday's shir. And you're not allowed to insulate on something on Shabbos, even if that thing doesn't add heat, it just maintains the heat. And therefore, even if this pot is still hot, and even if it's boiling, it would not be permitted to go and insulate it. That doesn't help you, the fact that it was in the oven, and now you're taking it out. That's a new action of hatmona. But if it really isn't going to be insulated well, it's going to not really fulfill the din of hatmana, so then shari, then it is permissible because that's not called hatmana. This is a lo mikri hatmana. As the Ramah said over there at the end of Sif Aleph. The Rama brings down another Yeshomrim now. They call shu samuch l'chashecha or samuch l'barchu. If you're going to put this on the fire, right approximately close to the time of chashecha, when the sun comes down, or samuch l'barchu, or if you're accepting Shabbos earlier, next to the time that you're saying barchu. So in other words, you're putting it on right before you accept Shabbos. Shu kabbalah Shabbos lidan, which he brings down from the Agos Mordechai, is the equivalent of accepting Shabbos when you say barchu. So then, imu samuch kol kach, if it's so close to that period of time, shimnitzdani nekdera, efshor lahartichu mibod yom, that if the kdera is cold, it wouldn't have enough time to heat up before barchu is reached or before the sun sets. So then, dino kimo b'Shabbos, then it has the exact same halacha as Shabbos atzmo, and you would not be allowed to do it. Just like you wouldn't be allowed to do this on Shabbos unless all of the other conditions are met. This is also a big mouthful over here, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot 9 says, I need to give you a little introduction to be able to understand this. And he writes, Kidei lohavin divrei ha-yeshomim, in order to understand this latter yeshomim that we just brought down, the Mishnah Berurah says, muchrach ani laharach tzas, I have to give you a little bit of an introduction. Dehinei ha-tosos va-rosh v'siyoso, the tosos and the rosh, and those that hold like them, they have proven the be'er of Shabbos nami shayach dina chazara. They have told us that there is a halacha that you're not allowed to return things to the oven on erev Shabbos. The hainu im not tell me bo jo min akir. If you took it off on erev Shabbos from the oven, o min hatanur lididon, or in our days the tanur as well, because our tanur, as we've pointed out many times, is the halachic status of akira. Also lahachzir olov, you're not allowed to return it on erev Shabbos to the oven. Elam kein hu garav v'kotam, unless the oven already has a blech on it. Vikshuas it, and they questioned this, and they asked, how come? Im kein das rino lahachzir afil be'er Shabbos, if it's forbidden to go and return it to the oven on Erev Shabbos, so you may salak ederim in a ketir of Erev Shabbos bashkama. If in the morning you were to take this pot off the oven, lo ye yochel hachzir, is it really true that you wouldn't be allowed to put it off? You take it off at 9 in the morning. At 10 o'clock in the morning, you can't cook for Shabbos? Bezu shir zman nosnu chachom mazeh. And exactly how much is called before Shabbos? 2 hours before? Half an hour before? When is it that you're not allowed to return this on Erev Shabbos? Umaski, in the answer, dimu somuch l'chashecha kol kach, if it's close enough to Shabbos, so much so, ashim hoyokar, if it was cold, lo yoyochol l'harticho b'osos man, it wouldn't be able to be heated up in the limited time before Shabbos starts, either by accepting Baruch Hu or by actual chashecha, then osru oz l'hachzeh b'lo grifa, then Chazal prohibited you on Erev Shabbos to go and return this food to the blech, to the oven, unless it had the blech, b'lo grifa. You can't do this. Because if it was permissible, because if we allow you to do it on Erev Shabbos, people aren't going to make any distinction and they're going to do it on Shabbos as well. And therefore, the rabbi said you can't do this on Shabbos, and they likewise included in that you can't do this on Erev Shabbos. Also, the reason why you can't do it on Shabbos is because you may come to adjust the coals. Now, the coals that Hudas Hayesh Omrim, Shiskir Ramah, this is only according to the Siyesh Omrim that the Ramah brought down. And this more lenient opinion over here is the opinion of Rashi and those that hold like him. They hold that the only time that this problem of Chazor is on Shabbos itself, but not on Erev Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nayin Aleph says, even close to the time of saying Baruch Hu, Bizmanam, as many people do it today, in those days they would accept Shabbos early, and they would accept Shabbos by saying Baruch Hu. The Kamash Rulon, the Chiddush over here is the Kivan Dayi De Baruch Hu Kabbalah Shabbos, since by saying Baruch Hu, you're accepting Shabbos, Hevek Shabbos Gomer. It is now considered Shabbos. And therefore, if you're not allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos before Chashecha, you're likewise not allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos before you're saying Baruch Hu. He says, the Magen Avraham disagrees with this. He disagrees with this, and he's more lenient, and he says, the only problem is putting it on Erev Shabbos before darkness comes, before the sun sets, and not before you accept Baruch Hu, accept Shabbos an hour before that. Sivkot Nayin Beis, in Musamuch Kokafu Chulid, that it won't be able to heat up, then you're not allowed to do this, and it's the same halachas as returning it on Shabbos. Hainu Afilu Kodim Shkiyas Acham Ezizman, even if it's before the sun is set. Dino Kamo Shabbos, and we just pointed out, if it's before Baruch Hu, which is when you're accepting Shabbos, so it has the same halacha over here as before the Shkiyah, you're not allowed to do this, has the same halacha as if you did it on Shabbos. Now, this is a critical point over here. He says this is only that you require a blech on for Shabbos. But the fact that you have to have in mind that you wanted to put it back when you took it off the oven at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and now it's 5 o'clock in the afternoon right before the Shkiyah, and that you didn't put it down on the ground, those aren't requirements over here. It's only the fact that the blech needs to be on. It needs to be grufa uktuma. That is the only din of chazara that applies on Erev Shabbos. And he brings it down the name of the Tosfos Shans and the Vilna Gaon in the name of the Rosh. And certainly, therefore, the chayli gamri, if it's raw meat, you certainly can put it on the fire before Shabbos starts. In that situation, as we pointed out, you technically don't even need a blech because there's no way it can go and be heated up for that night, and we're not concerned that you'll stir the coals, even if it's not grufa ketuma, kamosha klos of Sif Aleph, as we've already learned in Sif Aleph. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nayin Gimel explains that davka achar shenigma called bishul akdera. Again, we're talking here about if it's fully cooked. Umenich lamar alakira ada erev lishmar chuma, and you're putting it on the blech over here in order that it should stay hot until nighttime. Bezehu de machmirinon im nitolo shalol afziru l'shena grufa. In this situation, when it's fully cooked, only then do we say on Erev Shabbos you can't return it to the oven unless it is blech, has a blech on it. It's grufa ketuma. Avol kol zman shalol nispashu kol tzarka. Here, if it hasn't fully cooked, that's called cooking on Erev Shabbos, preparing on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. Here we don't have to be concerned that you're going to go cook on Shabbos. That you're going to actually go and cook it on Shabbos. Certainly a person's not going to cook on Shabbos. Even if you're allowed to cook on Erev Shabbos, we don't say, don't cook on Erev Shabbos because you may come to cook on Shabbos. However, there are those that are strictly about this, mishum blow plug, because you can't start making distinctions between this level of cooking you're allowed to do, this level of cooking you're not allowed to do, according to this more machmir opinion, which is the opinion of the smag v'siyasa, was brought down in the Sharatzion Osamaches. You would not be able to return it unless these conditions were met. That concludes today's shir.